My name is Matt Ostertun, and I'm the Foundation Development Officer for Wright Memorial Hospital.
All right. Now, Matt, your foundation has received a very generous donation from a local woman. Will you talk to me a little bit about what was given to you guys?
Yes. We received an estate plan gift from the late Catherine Laverne Moorhead, who passed away mid-November of last year. And that gift totaled around $120,000, and that was unrestricted funds. And so she was a long time Northwest Missouri resident. She was from the Mercer County area until she moved to Trenton in the early 1980s. And so she's been a long time Trenton resident as well. And so she, you know, it's one of those circumstances where she received really good care at Wright Memorial and felt like there was something that she could do was leave behind a gift that, in our opinion, is going to be a major difference maker for our region as far as being able to purchase equipment. You know, we have those annual pieces of equipment that come up that need to be replaced, and so that's what these dollars will be used for. Because that's, in our opinion, and those that were closest to her felt like that's something that she wanted, was to continue to strengthen and grow the hospital in any way that we can.
All right. And will you talk to me a little bit about how these estate gifts really, really work? It's not something that I don't think most people are very familiar with.
Well, a lot of them are established through whether it's their personal attorneys or their financial planners. You know, there's a lot of different ways that you can leave an estate gift, whether it's a beneficiary of a life insurance policy, beneficiary of CDs, retirement funds, pension funds, stuff like that, or anything that is within their estate. They can have that established in their will and make that a beneficiary to whatever charity of their choice, whatever. It's one of those things where, you know, death is inevitable. You know, it's going to happen. So you want to make sure that whether it's your family or the organizations that you're close to are taken care of once you are passed away. So, you know, that's exactly what Catherine did. She made sure that the charities that she felt like were important to her were well taken care of. And we're very appreciative of what being one of those organizations that she felt very, very highly of.
All right. And I guess, do you have any hopes that this will trigger or inspire other people to do the same with their planning?
We do. We, you know, like said in the article, this is the first, I guess, planned gifts that kind of came through. We've had planned gifts that have been established, but this is the first one that, you know, did go through. And we also, to me, this is a sign of growth within our 8-year foundation. It's one of those circumstances where once people see that others are doing so, such as Catherine will pave the way for others to do the same thing. And I think it's a great way for people to understand that, yes, your dollars will not only make an impact while you are here, but it can also make an impact when you're gone. And so, yes, we have high hopes that Catherine has inspired others to do the same thing in whatever size that they feel is right for them.
All right, and speaking of size, do I remember from the article that this is the largest donation your foundation has received?
It is. $120,000 is indeed the largest donation, and I think that's wonderful. And we received the $25,000, the $30,000 donations, but this is by far the largest, and so that is just another milestone that Catherine has established. And so, you know, as we move forward, we know that we'll have donations that are larger, donations that are smaller. And so, again, this is just one of those examples that Catherine has kind of raised the bar. and let others know how important our hospital is to the region and so forth. And so, yes, to answer your question, this is the largest donation that the Wright Memorial Hospital Foundation has received to date.
All right. Well, Matt, do you have anything you'd like to add or anything else you think we should talk about?
Really, this has been, obviously, it was a wonderful 2013 year. We raised, including Catherine's gift, we raised around $225,000 for the community, and we were able to purchase quite a few pieces of equipment. And so along with the $100,000 grant that we received for the walking trail, so it was a really good 2013 year, and we can only hope that kind of starts some more momentum, continues to inspire others to give to the hospital, because I think as people start giving, they're starting to see the results of the dollars that they donate to the hospital, whether it's the walking trail or other pieces of equipment that are purchased. And so Catherine definitely capped off a wonderful year, and we're just hoping that we have the same and much more success in 2014.